Gaming.com.
It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chris Landry on Thursdays joins us. Always a pleasure. LandryFootball.com. I'll let you know how you can get all of his vast information, college and pro. Not only team day-to-day information, conference information, NFL, and the recruiting angle and the draft angle. All of that provided by Chris Landry. Chris, before I get into topics like Tennessee or LSU or what have you, Jason says, please ask Chris his thoughts on Alabama with Bill O'Brien and Doug Marrone. Do you like those situations?
Well, first of all, think about this for a second. Those are two coaches that a month ago were head coaches in the NFL.
Not bad, huh? That.
Yeah, both of those guys know each other, worked together back at Georgia Tech days as assistants. Bill, what is really good about it is Doug is so good teaching the run game and working with the offensive line. And, you know, Bill's so good with the passing game and working with quarterbacks that even though I don't think they're necessarily going to put it in terms of title, I think that Doug will have, you know, a lot of involvement in coordinating the run game, which the offensive line coaches pretty much always do, but who have a lot of input there. And then obviously Bill will be the play caller. I think you can only really do that at Alabama. Saban's the only one that can do that, to where those guys look at it as, go there. It's not if, but we will have success, and we can go at any time. We'll have any number of opportunities, you know, where we want to go. So it's a great move for them, and yet, and the other thing that I think gets missed is Bill O'Brien has been doing work, kind of like studying and providing some input and providing some reports for weeks and weeks now. So it's like a month or 6 week interview.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you know, Saban can make an assessment on, well, how this is going to fit personality wise. I mean, he did that with Kiffin. He's done that with a lot of guys. So it's a unique circumstance to where you never know, all right, well, in the interview, how you know if it's going to be the right fit. Well, the interviews last so long, they become a part of it. They're there on campus for, it's one of the reasons why he never announces anything until at once. Because, you know, for something were to happen to change for them, or if Nick decides to go something else, they can turn around and do that, you know, next week if he wants to. He's got an unusual situation that he's created with the success that he can do things that others can't do.
Among all the things that Nick's better than everybody else at, that's one of them, right? Transitioning all the coaches who flow in and out of that roster. And not that every hire is the best, most perfect, but he does that seemingly within their system better than anybody else we know of.
Yeah, and so you can also take the guys that he puts as analysts. All right, so guys, everybody says, well, he spent all that money. They spend less money on analysts than a lot of folks because most of the analysts are getting paid by their previous coaching stop. So where some people have to pay an analyst $75,000, $80,000, he can get away with paying them $30,000 because they're making, you know, gobs of money from their previous stop. And as an analyst, there again, they have 1, 2, sometimes 3 years to kind of show Nick whether that person is somebody he wants to move up or whether, you know, he can help him get a job somewhere else. So, in other words, if Nick wanted to make a move with the offensive coordinator position with somebody on his staff, he would have done it. He just, you know, if he doesn't do it, it's because, you know, he doesn't want to, and then he'll just help that guy leave to find that job somewhere else. Because if you notice, he never really fires anybody. They all end up with other jobs, but there's a reason why they're ending somewhere else. Scott Cochran, you know, that, oh, man, he left. He was looking to make a move because he thought that strength and conditioning got stale. So that's fine. Now, I don't think he was particularly happy with him going to Georgia, but he wasn't going to be there. And yet he didn't let him go. He let him leave, and that's the way he does it. So really he's done that, you know, since his LSU days.
Chris, I don't know any other way to ask, but the Tennessee situation, some thoughts there.
Oh, it's I don't know that I've seen something. I was trying to figure out. I've seen bad situations. I've seen things go bad. I don't know that I've seen things go so bad so fast. Now, it's been trending. You and I were doing some work on your show when I lived in Nashville for a little while before I moved back home. And, you know, back then things were good, but, you know, I think we both felt like there were some issues right after they won the title that there's was some loose ends, and it just got gradually worse. And Phillip's been a part of it and probably has been more negative towards the school that, you know, quote-unquote he loves when he wasn't a part of the school. I mean, the backstabbing and, you know, he is kind of buttressed up two tenures that have just collapsed. This one is far worse. This one, I don't know that I've seen one as bad as it's been, and it's been bad for a while, but for completely to collapse, I don't think I've seen a collapse this fast by a major program, and I think it has a lot to do with the current rules of the transfer portal. Because so back in the day where you were limited what you can do as a player, now they're all leaving, and it is going to be – it's beyond bad. They will end up likely with the worst roster in the conference of the 14 teams by the time this season starts, whoever's coaching them. That's saying something. That's pretty bad. And I know it's been bad. It's just you think it's been bad, Tennessee fans. It's getting worse, and it's going to be worse. What's going to be interesting is how they fix it, what they're allowed to do. They have just had bad culture, bad leadership there for a while, and a lot of it has to do with the politicking from the outside. Maybe, you know, perhaps with Phillip completely out, and maybe with the, you know, not dealing with him trying to work his way back into the administration anymore, maybe they'll have a better chance of success. But the press conference was weird, to say the least. I mean, it was, you know, hey, come on in. Let me tell you what we did. And look what else we found. I mean, it was like, hold on. We got another closet to open up. I mean, it was really something, and tells me that there's a lot there that the NCAA is going to be able to prove. So the NCAA's work is largely done for them. But the thing that was really eerie was it was clear that Phillip, even out the door, had enough power and enough stroke. I mean, I was confused as I thought this was a Phillip Fulmer retirement press conference thanking him out the door. And, oh, by the way, let me tell you about what we've done with our NCAA violation. It was just like, I mean, in his buyout, I mean, it just goes to show you that, you know, he's wielded a lot of power and has had connections to some certain influential folks that even on the way out, he's got a lot of people fooled and he's had a lot of people fooled for a long time. It's really a shame to see a program just go to this point, and I think it's going to be a Matt Rhule type contract if I would recommend any coach taking it, at least 7 years, you know, with the idea that, you know, maybe even more. Hey, 2 or 3 years is just going to be to try to rebuild it, and I don't, you know, certainly what happened wasn't the same that happened at Baylor, but the results may be just as bad in terms of having to replenish a roster, change a culture. You can get somebody to take the job, you always will. But I think right now you're going to have a lot of questions by anybody that's interviewing for that job. And I don't know that Tennessee's going to be able to answer all of them, because all they can do is say what they found. They can't answer with definitive, you know, answers about what the NCAA is going to do. They can speculate, but very often that speculation is off the mark.
They've got, I've seen 2022, whatever the number is, players in the portal. But a couple of names. Ty Chandler already has found a new home, North Carolina. But Eric Gray and Henry To'o, excellent players. I don't know where they'll end up, but I bet their phone's ringing off the hook.
Oh, no question. I mean, these guys are NFL players.
Yeah.
And, this is what makes, you know, this is college football free agency. We've said this for a couple of years now. Ever since this portal situation has been, this is now, you know, you've got to integrate them quickly if they're, you know, upperclassmen, but you got two plug and play impact players, you know, that wherever they go, they are impact guys. That says an awful lot. And then, yeah, man, I think Wanya Morris is a great pickup for Oklahoma. I mean, yeah, they've, What they did have in terms of talent, it's gone. How about Phillip? You know, they had a press conference announcing that they're basically parting ways with 10 people because of recruiting, and Phillip's comment was, well, Jeremy's done a good job recruiting.
I mean,
I'm like, God bless him. Is this it's really happening?
It was like Phillip was saying this, but in his mind, he's saying, "What are you doing?"
It's one of those things you say that, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you answer the phone, and I'm up. Yeah, well, you know, you don't know what day it is. You don't know if it's 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. I mean, it was just like he was. That was something. But you can clear. It's like, you know, make sure I'm. I mean, they just made it, and it's, you know, Jeremy's responsible for that program, which he is, but Phillip doesn't have any responsibility for it, and we thank him for his service again. I mean, I'm just like, wow, what a family up on the hill.
Chris, we got a break, but just quick, kind of obvious here. Jeremy's going to have a tough time finding a gig in college, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, what we don't know is what's the NCAA and the SEC's take on it. I mean,
right.
Is it show cause? I mean, anything official? So the NFL's really the only viable option, as I can tell. Now, I'm guessing legally you can check into that, and unless the NCAA – if the NCAA or the SEC doesn't have a ruling on it, I don't know if it puts – right now it puts them in limbo. I would suspect – that he'd be under a show cause. So, yes, he absolutely probably has to go pro ball until that is cleared up, until they find out otherwise.
Chris, got a few minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay, Chris Landry, more with him, and, of course, we'll let you know how you can get all of his information, LandryFootball.com, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still trying to recover a bit, but it's still very, very slow on 24 westbound. Coming in from Rutherford County into Davidson County with several accidents there in the Hickory Hollow Parkway area. We're looking at a nasty crash here in Brentwood at 65 going southbound here just past OHB. As you head down to Concord Road, traffic's really backed up as we look at it live. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now, available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exterior
exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you're sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. This Valentine's Day, give her the gift of relaxation. Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is one click on homedepot.com/bath. It's the Days of Doing Winter Bath event, up to 40% off a wide selection of vanities, faucets, toilets, and more, plus free delivery of all online vanities. From bold new lighting to a fresh new shower, your new bath is closer than you think. The Winter Bath event, online now at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through March 28th, while supplies last.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Open the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, Georgia Dog. Bill, ask Chris about Kirby Smart and Coach Mark Richt. He says they have similar records after 5 years. The SEC, when Richt arrived, had won only 4 natties in 20 years going back to 1980. When Kirby arrived, the SEC had won 8 of the last 10. Much different task with the Death Star being in Alabama. So your thoughts there on that, Chris?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's very easy to look at numbers and the results and say, because the numbers are the same, you could have a game that is 28-24 and the games are completely different, right? But if you have that number and you just look at the numbers, you're completely missing the game. Well, this is looking at the stats and saying it's the same. It's not. The results may be similar in terms of overall record, but there's no question that the quality of teams, who they are, schedules each and every year are different. If anybody knows football and watches and sees the program as similar, then they really don't know what they're looking at. I mean, there's no one that looks at football that sees how the soup is made, how the meal is made, and see it. It is completely different in how the programs are run. So it is not the same. The end result may not be good enough, but I think I'll sum it up this way. I think it is more fixable with Kirby. Now, I don't know whether he's going to fix it. I don't know whether he's going to completely be able to adjust and modify the offense. You know, he's maybe trending that way. Let's see. So he may not be any more successful in overall results, but how he's doing it is completely different than what Mark did. It's the culture, the toughness, what they do, the consistency. I mean, it's they do things pretty consistent behind the scenes at Georgia under Kirby. Every visit to Georgia was always a mystery when Mark was there. It's completely different. The results may be similar, and that's all people care about, and that's all people know, but it looks a whole lot different how they make it.
Chris, what is happening at LSU? And talk to us about the Saints situation with LSU and either blocking or not blocking.
Well, there's a lot of misinformation out there about how this played out. And obviously, you're dealing in a media world where it's a lot of fanboy media stuff that talks about, when a point blank. First of all, I've known Ryan for years. Saints hired Ryan Nielsen from North Carolina State. Ryan was a defensive lineman at USC under Pete and Ed, and wanted to get into coaching. When he got hired by the Saints, the Saints were looking at a few defensive line coaches, some with more experience. When they hired him, the deal was, look, we're going to train you to coach in the NFL, which is different than in college. But we're not going to train you for somebody else to go back to college. So they put it in the contract that there'd be some financial remuneration if he left. But that is pretty standard when you do that. It is, you can't really hold a guy from going from one to the other unless you want to have a lawsuit. It's not like in the NFL where you're a defensive line coach. You can't, and you're under contract. You can't leave to go somewhere else unless it's a promotion. So, Ryan, Ed ended up, because he knows Ryan, contacted Ryan. He didn't go through proper protocols, which there's a courtesy. There is a kind of a moral way that you do things in the coaching profession, NFL, college. You need to go through Sean. You need to go through Mickey Loomis. I realize Sean's busy with, but you can call Mickey and get permission. Ryan knew he had that clause in the contract all along. This is completely the fault of LSU not doing their homework and knowing that he had that. There's a high level of gullibility by LSU in these coaching searches, head coaches, assistant coaches. They think somebody's coming. They don't really ferret the situation out enough, and they get used quite a bit, and it's kind of embarrassing. Ryan, I think, had a definite interest, but in the end, he understands that his future is going to be best tied to Sean Payton than the lack of consistency at LSU, which is very volatile, which it may work or it may be one and done, which we've seen. So I think a lot's been made of that. Look, the Saints didn't hold him to that contract. The Saints gave him a new contract. The other thing, the Saints or any NFL team is not under any obligation to pay their money and to use their resources to train somebody for somebody else. Sean has let numerous coaches go and become successful and in the NFL, college, whatever. But if he likes them, which he did, and he has done a great job with that defensive line for the Saints, he doesn't want to lose them. So he's going to say, look, well, this is what we can do for you. He's now assistant head coach on a new 3-year deal. And they just lost Aaron Glenn as defensive coordinator to the Lions, who's going to coach for Dan Campbell, who also left with the Saints. You've got Dennis Allen, which I don't think he's going to get the Eagles job, but he's a candidate. My point is it's not the job of an NFL team to train for somebody else. And LSU's become, Ed's become desperate. Like the offensive coordinator hire. He didn't know what to do. He calls Joe Brady and says, Joe, who can run your offense? I mean, it's like they're having to, and I think, that's the issue and that's the problem. So a lot of it is, well, the Saints are the bad guy. No, they're not. It's gullibility and really a poor job vetting it by Ed. That's not a strength. And that's where it is, and I just think that needs to be cleared up, because the whole thing, this and that, is just, by people who don't know how NFL and college contracts work. And the people that are talking about it, they are not talking, the quote-unquote sources. I talk to the very people that are involved, and it's very often wrong. So I just, that's something that I think that's out there that needs to be cleared up, so hopefully we did.
Al Equipa Bob, ask Chris what he thinks about Penn State hiring Mike Yurcich.
Mike is a mover now. He doesn't stay very long. It's interesting that they made the move from Soraka, look, here's what it means. It means that there was something there personality-wise that wasn't working. Because 1 year, particularly this being this past year, you don't normally make that move unless there's some personality conflict. Mike is a guy that, well, first of all, he's from that area. You know, you probably know, Bob probably knows, and everybody, a lot of people probably know, he came to Oklahoma State from Shippensburg, a Division III Pennsylvania school. Look, I mean, he's had some success, but he's a guy that has been a little bit interesting in terms of how he kind of relates to folks. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Obviously, with a new year and a complete offseason, you'd have a much better chance of success than what they were able to get done like anybody last year.
Chris, tell everybody how they can get all of your information.
LandryFootball.com is where you want to go. It's where you can get all the real information on a lot of these coaching searches, the details of what's going on, why, and the first-hand information, not the gossip. We got that for you if you like that type of stuff. If you like following everything in the transfer portal and everything going on, recruiting and getting ready to put out, obviously, the complete 2020, most of the guys, as everyone knows, has signed, but who's still remaining that's still out there with scouting reports on them? Got that for you. The NFL draft, obviously, we've got a different way we're going to be handling combine stuff this year, and all the draft preparation, free agency. We've got it all for you at LandryFootball.com. One-stop shopping football is like having your own coaching and scouting department for less than a magazine subscription. So check it out. We've still got our holiday special up. We're going to transition that. So take advantage of that. It's less than $10 a month. It's even less than that if you take advantage of the year offer. So you can get all our TV shows, the Twitch channel, podcasts. We got it all for you. A lot of new stuff. We are got a big plans as we get the football season behind me. Big plans for a lot more shows coming up that we've been planning on the TV side. So check it all out at LandryFootball.com.
Good stuff, Chris. See you next week, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you.
There he is, Mr. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Bottom of the hour break. We'll clear the rest of the way. 615-844-5600 and on Twitter at Bill is King. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still a mess here on 65 southbound in Brentwood here at OHB as they try to mop up this multi-vehicle crash. Talk about wrong place, wrong time. It's a good thing it wasn't over the northbound lanes. It'd really be backed up all the way into Murray County by now. Again, 65 south here in Brentwood at OHB is crazy slow due to this earlier accident. Hey, check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now, available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Football fans, I have the perfect way for you to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same game parlay bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. You can place a 3+ same game parlay and get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short with the same game parlay insurance. The playoffs are the perfect time to give one a shot. It's just one of the many ways to win on FanDuel. You gotta like the ease of use, and it's got some big super boosts this weekend with those odds specials. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started and use my promo code WNSR to sign up. Go check out same game parlays only available on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high 54. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 35. Increasing clouds tomorrow, high 49. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 24. And Saturday, sunny, high 48. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Bama Mark on Twitter, Bill. Ask Chris if Tennessee has, in essence, received the death penalty. With these players leaving or recruits not coming, he says, I mean, if you don't have players, what do you have? Well, no, it's not that bad. It's bad. Don't misunderstand. It's really bad. But, look, they'll have some talent. They'll field a football team. The team that they – look. Think about it this way. They were just 3-7. 3-7. Now, they were invited to a bowl. But, they were headed. Where were they? Yeah, they were headed to the Liberty Bowl, I guess. Yeah, at 3-7. But they weren't any good anyways with the talent they're losing. Now, they underachieved. They were better than 3-7. You're losing players off a 3-7 team now. Eric Gray, heck, any team in America would take him. Henry To'oto'o, any team in America would take him. Number 11 is an absolute stud linebacker. He plays for any team you can think of. Henry To'oto'o is better than the linebackers at Ohio State right now. Number 11 for Tennessee. He'd be a star there. He's from California. I've got no idea where he wants to go. I haven't really heard. Eric Gray is a difference maker running back. Wanye Morris has already settled on Oklahoma. Left tackle. Former five-star from a couple of years ago. Yeah, he hit the portal. He's already said Boomer Sooner. Ty Chandler, a running back at Tennessee, has already settled on North Carolina. Those are good players from a team that didn't get a whole lot done, frankly. Jay Cutler's burner account. I love that. I just love the way that flows. Remember, Bill, 6 months ago, LSU had the most recent natty and Tennessee had the number two recruiting class. I blame the virus. Well, I mean, the virus does have an effect on the season we just had. I'll give you that. Yeah, we had to maneuver in and out constantly, but I'll tell you what, it went well. I thought the college football season went really well. Yeah, there were some cancellations, but and some games that had to get rescheduled. That happened. It still was a very successful season. Maybe the best tweet of the day came early. Kevin, Bill, Tennessee Chancellor Don D. Plowman is a great porn star name. That's still maybe the tweet of the day. That might be it. The coach that left Alabama to go to Texas, who left his family to join up with a porn star. What does she call herself? The pole attacker? What is she? I can't remember. She's got the pet monkeys part of the gig, part of her shtick. She should change her name to Don D. Plowman. No, the pole assassin. Yes, that's right. That's right. The pole assassin. Bill to O was not better than Tough Borland. Oh, I'd take number 11 over Borland any day. Any chance Buckeyes land him? I don't know. I have no idea. If I am any team in America, I am blowing up Henry To'o's phone as we speak. He is an impact linebacker yesterday for you. I don't care what scheme you run. I don't care what the job description is. Number 11 comes ready to play and ready to make a difference for you. If it's Alabama, I take him in a second. If it's Clemson, come on. If it's Ohio State, yes, sir, let's do this. I don't care which team it is. Number 11 is ready. He is a player. He played excellent for Tennessee. You probably didn't notice because they were so bad, it really didn't matter. But, you know, actually, the defense was pretty good relative to 3-7. Tennessee's biggest issue is a disastrous offense. That's their biggest problem. Quarterback decisions, quarterback play, offensive scheme, an absolute catastrophe on Rocky Top. That's the best way to describe it right now. Yeah, I had it on last night. I was flipping around, you know, watching TV, and I found the Kentucky-Georgia game. Now, like I told you, I will watch Kentucky. Kentucky is, since I've been a kid in the 70s growing up, watching Kentucky basketball has always been a thing. I've seen incredible teams, but this team right here, maybe the worst Kentucky team I've seen. Basketball team. Now, you're talking about the brand in the SEC when it comes to basketball. It's not even close. If you took all the other brands in the SEC in basketball and added them up, they would not equal Kentucky, whether you like them or not. And it's perhaps the top brand in college basketball in general. You could argue that, too. You could say, no, Bill, it's Duke. No, Bill, it's North Carolina. No, it's UCLA because of John Wooden. I mean, You could debate that, but Kentucky would be right on the A-list of the debate. This team is terrible. Man, they go down to Georgia, a team that hasn't been good in God knows when. And they find a way to lose that game too. What's their record? They're 4-9. I've never seen anything like it at Kentucky now. And I don't know if this is just one of those years where it just went south and maybe blame the virus and maybe, or if Cal is losing it. I don't know which one it is. I think both are debatable. And he's still recruiting well. But this group here, ugh. Marcus says, Bill, I'm hearing maybe Alabama's AD would be a candidate for the Pac-12 commissioner job. That's Greg Byrne. Yeah, I've seen him on a list. I don't know the validity to that. I don't know if that's real. Would he want to leave Alabama for that? Now, that job, I don't know if they're going to pay the next person like Larry Scott. Larry Scott was making, what was it, like $5 million? Greg Byrne is at Alabama. The football program couldn't be better. The basketball program is on the big-time upswing. They look like the best team in the league in the SEC. Baseball program has they're happy about the future. They think it's being built back. They feel like that. Good times right now at Alabama. But commissioner of a league, now he was in Arizona earlier, so I guess the insinuation would be maybe he wants to get back out west. I don't know. I do not know that. I'll ask Kevin about that tomorrow. Somebody remind me. But, I've seen lists. I've seen his name on those lists. Whether they're based on any merit is unclear. I don't know. But the Alabama gig's a good one. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, number 11 might be a great five-star linebacker, but is he smart enough to master the 4-4-3, and can he cover the Heisman winner straight up? So, Henry to 0-2-0, chasing Smitty. I wouldn't suggest in college you have anybody chasing Smitty. I don't care if it's the fastest man in the world. You don't want to chase Smitty. Josh in London. Bill, do you think Cosby Cattleman gets free McDonald's now? You know, there is a McDonald's right there on campus, right by campus on the main drag. What is that, Kingston Pike? I forget. I went there for 2 years. I think it's Kingston. My second oldest just left home to go back to Knoxville. He's finishing up. He's got one semester left of college. Yeah, one semester. So he just headed back to Rocky Top. He's not he's a big sports fan. He'll watch the basketball games and everything, but he's not one that lives and dies with the football program. Not that big of a deal. Jason, as in Hawkeye Jason, Bill, Big Ten fans would like to float Kevin Warren's name for the Pac-12 commissioner. Oh, if I am a Big Ten fan, I would. Oh, that'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. Jason, Bill, have you seen any Bama basketball games this year? I've seen a couple, yeah. Saw some of the, what game? Was it the Alabama game? The one game I didn't see is the one in Lexington when they blowed out Kentucky. I didn't see that game. Just blew out LSU too, right? I've seen them a little bit this year. But again, the only team that I will watch the last 40 years, and I'm talking literally maybe more than 40 years, is Kentucky. Even this team that is capitulation, it's so bad. Yeah, I'll watch them before, because Kentucky is the Kentucky brand supersedes everything else, even when they're horrible like they are right now. This Kentucky team, I almost thought when they started off in the SEC winning those games at Mississippi State, home against Vanderbilt, they blowed out Florida on the road. I thought, okay, this group of young, talented players, they found something. Maybe this is a role they're about to get on. No. No. Alabama went in there and just destroyed them. Then Auburn beat them. And now Georgia beat them. So, no. I thought maybe that was a trend. It's not a trend. It's not a trend at all. But, yes, I'll probably if next time Kentucky's – I don't even know what their schedule is, but they're on, what, Saturday? I'll probably flip it on briefly. And then go to Triple D. It's hard for you to get something unless there's a good game on somewhere. It's hard for you to get me off of if I'm watching TV on a Friday or Saturday night. Unless it's college football season now. It's hard to get me off Triple D. You can't supersede them. Josh here on Twitter that we'll get the break. Bill, if Kevin Warren can land the Pac-12 job, we could go get Sankey and pay him double what the SEC is paying him. Sankey's only making a million something. Now, again, I say only because that's in that world. Yes, whatever he's making, and I'm not, I mean, I'm okay with Sankey. Compared to Slive or Kramer, that's probably a bad comparison because nobody compares to Slive or Kramer. SEC just had, previously, the two best commissioners in the history of commissioners. You can't do better than that. So it's probably unfair to take Sankey and say, boy, he's not like them because nobody's like them. I don't care who you put in there. They're not going to be as good. But Sankey's only making a million bleep. I don't know what the rest of it is. I don't know. I've seen lists, but I think he's – last time I saw a commissioner salary list, it was Larry Scott one. That's laughable at about like $5 million bucks. Then it was Delaney. Now, that was then now. It was Delaney, I think, number two, making several million. Delaney's living here now, 615. Back in the 615 for Delaney, where he was 35 years ago. And I think the Big 12, I think Sankey was fourth or fifth on the list, if I remember correctly. Yeah, we need to break. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues here in Brentwood on this earlier wreck that just caused a major mess on 65 southbound just past OHB. That's why it's running extremely slow right now. Down 65 southbound south of Nashville, headed down into Williamson County. Traffic's picked up even more so now. I-40 as you make your way through Kingston Springs this morning coming in from Dixon County. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details, ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on-time traffic.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Attention, concerned citizens.
Hey guys, Zach Williams here, and if you're tired of being called a boomer or don't understand why young kids are putting kale in everything,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
After all, this is America.
Then you need to join me on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Millennial Sports Mornings, and we can help you be just a little bit younger. Again, that's Millennial Sports Mornings, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I know you had trouble keeping up with that. Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
biscuits. Kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Bama Mark, Bill, I'm heading to the Loveless Hotel, or motel. I think it's motel, right? Yeah. Headed to Loveless for some biscuits and crazy loving 3 miles away. It's sweet granny biscuit time. They have a to-go drive up now. Also, see, I didn't know that. He says, I'm listening to the show all the way. I didn't know. So you could drive through the Loveless. Just for people. If you come to the 615 and you're doing whatever, you know, you're touring whatever you're touring. I live here. I haven't toured any of these places. But people come into town. They tour these places, right? Country music, whatever it is. So if you've driven into this town and toured some of these, you've done more than I have who lives here. And I've been here for many years. But one of the things you got to do is you got to go to the Loveless and get you some biscuits and country ham and red eye gravy and the whole thing. Been there many times. It's good. So Bama Mark, who lives here too. He's over in that area partaking. Alan, sticking with the food theme. Bill, I'm going to cook a 20-pound brisket this weekend on the BFG. That's the big, and then F, grill. Yeah, you could just wonder what that stands for. More McDonald's jokes sent my way this morning. The McDonald's Tennessee thing will last in infamy. Whether it's true or not, it will last because of social media now. Without social media, it wouldn't have the legs it's got. Social media can take something and make it a thing forever. And that's what's happening here. This McDonald's thing, if we're 7 years down the road, I'm just saying what if. And let's say Tennessee is back decent at football again. I'm not even going to say really good. I'd say that's so far off. I'm just going to say decent. And they're not cheating. At least they're not getting caught cheating. Everybody's kind of cheating, right? But not getting caught. Somebody will tweet a McDonald's picture and a joke that accompanies it. That won't go away. That will forever be a thing. Can't go away. Coach Marshall says, yes, Bill, the Loveless Hotel, right down the road from me. Yeah, Coach Marshall, just drive down the road. What would that be? Highway 70, I think, Coach, and you're there. I haven't been there. The last time I was at the Loveless is a big Gator fan was up here. It was Florida Vanderbilt. And on a Saturday, but they came up a couple days early and we met. They said, meet us at the Loveless for some lunch, and we did. It was as always, it was absolutely delicious. Yeah, if you come in for commitments and you have an extra couple of hours, maybe an extra day or so, but because it'll take you, if you're staying downtown at the Omni, it'll take you at least 30 minutes. You're going to go west, like you're heading to Memphis, except it's Bellevue's considered Nashville proper. Well, almost. But you'll want to try it. Yes, you will. That's true. Bama Mark. Okay, Bill, and this is even funnier. Doesn't Armageddon call you from McDonald's every time he calls in? Yes. Armageddon eats at McDonald's every morning. And now he's a big Vandy fan, so the whole McDonald's Tennessee thing probably funny to him, but no, he's not shilling for the Vols. You know The Rock at Tennessee. The big rock that everybody's always taking pictures of, and it gets painted over. It's been painted over 10 trillion times through the years, right? And it's always got something on it, some sign or some picture, or, you know, fire this guy or go Vols or whatever it might say. The latest on the rock is a McDonald's painting, and it says, I'm loving it. That's on the rock. People have sent me that one, too. Just saying. All right. Here is what we will do. That music says top of the hour break. Hour three coming. We are clear the rest of the way. All clear. 615-844-5600. Tomorrow, Kevin Hagan will be with us talking Alabama. Also, Brad will be with us talking handicapping out in Vegas. Omni.